every day after puja, my father will read a textbook, some Sanskrit book. He will not allow anybody to touch it also. And I will only ask him, what you are reading? He cannot talk about it. You won't understand anything. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it contains everything. Oh, I see. What it contains? You don't ask anything. You are a small boy. Go and study in the school. And when he went to market for something, I took the book out. I started reading it. Oh, because I knew Sanskrit. I was studying Sanskrit. Ah, wonderful. Then when he came back, I said, I found out it is Sanskrit. I understand. Hey, you touching it? You should not touch it, he'll say. Before food, he will read Bhagavatam. After food, he will read Sundarakandam of Ramayana. Hanuman, all these things inspired me. And then he taught me Veda mantras, my father. Purusha Suktam, Bhavamana Suktam, whole Bhavamana by heart. I was a voracious man in that. We want to remember permanently. I will remember it. I will not forget anything. I remember every little incident of my life right from my childhood, even now. Every little thing I remember. All silly things, they also I remember. My memory is very strong. Where I went, how I ate, where I ate food, where I was born, which house, and all that, and who are all staying there in that house. Every detail I remember even now. I was a little small boy, and they took me to, when I was a little boy, 6 years old, my uncle's marriage took place in Tirupati, and they took me also. I saw the Venkateshwara Vigraham and all that. I was small boy, I couldn't understand anything, what kind of God it is. And thousands of people rushing and all that. And they will cover the entire place and cannot go. So one man was taking a firebrand and doing like this, so that he will clear the people, so that they may split into two parts. Otherwise they will block the whole thing. And I went two times. In what connection I went, I don't know, when I was 4 years and 6 years. And we had to climb all the steps. There was no road at that time. Venkata, Venkateshwara, Venkata, Venkata, they will say, Tirupati, Venkata, Ravana, and climbing. All these I remember, everything. Even now, even the four-year-old experience I remember. And what happened to me afterwards, where I went, what I did, how many people I met, everything I remember, even now. I can write a biography, autobiography. It's up to the minute detail. I have not forgotten anything. After coming here also, which person spoke to me, what words he used, what he did, everything I remember. I cannot forget. Nobody cared for me when I came. I was sleeping in the muddy floor of a tin shed in Ramacharam. I thought these people are all eating roots and tubers and something, because the rishis are staying here, I thought. 3 days I simply starved, no water also. At that time this Gopal Ananda came. You have eaten? I don't know anything, I said. What eating? Where? I'll give you. It was 3 o'clock in the evening, by the time people have eaten and gone. He brought one chapati, dry. And little sugar he put on it. Take. I never eaten chapati. And nor I can eat like this with sugar. But for a terribly hungry man, everything is okay. But I was disgusted. Nobody talked to me. I was lying there with scorpions around and all that. Uncemented floor in a tin shed. Now the tin shed has gone, they have removed it. When I came first, I saw Swamiji in his office. Office is the post office. The ground floor, which is post office, was his office. At 3 o'clock. Every day he will come at 3 o'clock and do a correspondence. And there were two other visitors sitting. He would look at us, simply window seeing the letters he signed. And when he got up, he got up also and said, I want to study yoga here. He turned a deaf ear to it and went as if he has heard nothing. And I was disgusted. Oh, nobody talks to me. So again I went to Ramashram mud house. And third day I thought I must leave this place. I cannot live here. I bundled up my one single bedding I had, I simply go somewhere, I thought. And I was walking on that Ganga Kinare road. And Swami Shivananji was taking a walk, going for a walk. He was walking every day on that veranda. Now it is covered. At that time it was not open only. Then he said, what are you doing? Where are you coming from? What do you want? I said, I want to practice yoga here. What kind of yoga? I said, Jnana Yoga. Hey, don't talk like that. Don't be proud like that. Do Akhanda Kirtan. He said, no Jnana Yoga and all that. He sent me to the hall. And there was one in charge from, he knew Tamil and Telugu, Tirumalacharya, a very good man. He said, do Kirtan, he said. And I slept on the floor there, no bedding, nothing of the kind. Of course, it was hot summer. I would manage. Every day I will sleep there and do Akhanda Kirtan. He became very friendly with me because he found out that I have some aspirations. I know Sanskrit and all that. But nobody talked to me. Only I am simply doing Kirtan only. And then one day, Swamiji met me. Do you know typewriting? Yes, I said. How long have you practiced it? I have practiced for 8 months. Good, take. Give him work, he said. From that day, he gave me all the manuscripts and typing. He put me in charge of membership in the magazine section, in puja in temple, and I used to wake up this Satchidananda Maitani every day. He was the oldest man he was. He was called Masterji. Masterji means there was a primary school here in the room where now they have kept linotype. That linotype, they have gone away, but he was doing the class. He was a master, school master. So every day, people call him Masterji and all that. So he was a pujari. So I will go and tell him, this yajna must be done today. Because Gurudev has put me in charge of yajna and membership and satsanga. Night satsanga I was in charge of it. And 6 o'clock in the evening, it was all in summer. In summer, it was in Gurudev's putya only, on a veranda. I put a dari, single, there was no assistant, only one man. Put a cot and give Lord Krishna's photo, Gurudev's, anybody's photo. Then I start the kirtan also. Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh, and all that. And read some text, Srimad Bhagavatam or Yoga Vasistha. Then a few others will come and sit there. Every day till 11 o'clock, this kirtan will go on. And in the morning, he will come and wake me, hey, sleeping. Take this manuscript, type. I was very young and very vigorous and sprightly, so I didn't feel any difficulty in doing that. There was no department in which I have not worked. And there is no room in which I am not occupied. Everywhere going on, changing. I wanted to live in a room where my comrade will be an illiterate person. A rustic illiterate person. I purposely chose that. Because if it is an educated man, you won't talk something. And I didn't want to hear anything. So a kind of Burishi man was living in Kacha building, which is now occupied by Maksud, perhaps. Maksud. And I was staying there. And went on, and scorpions were stinging also. Great difficulty was there. But this is only a minimal introduction I am giving for the suffering. I could not eat food. This North Indian food, unknown thing. Dal chapati, I never heard of such a thing, the dal chapati. Because I come from Karnataka, that is a very different kind of food. And I felt ill also, and severe asthmatic attacks, very severe bouts of this. And Swamiji used to say, give injection, injection. He will tell the world, Sridharaji, he was Sridhar Rao at that time. He was very kind to me, he used to take care of me. And he used to send somebody to, there is no medical shop in Rishikesh. It is a very small place. From Haridwar, Tyagi Medical Hall or something, they used to get an injection vial and atelo-epidrine, like that. Very severe injection. It will make the heart jump like this, adrenaline. And nowadays, nobody will go for it. The asthma will subside. Then after that, I will work once again. But I wanted to study. So this work going on till midnight, 11 o'clock satsang, night and morning again working. So immediately after I take food, lunch, I will run away to my place where I was. Then I will start reading till 3 o'clock. 12 to 3 in the afternoon, no rest, no nothing, only reading. Whole of Yogavasita I read and everything for it as Brahma, so everything. I didn't keep quiet. Then I had no room, so I stayed afterwards. After living with this illiterate man, then afterwards I shifted to the music hall where Bodhananji, Vibodhananji is teaching music and all that. One scorpion stung me, because I was really all full of water and very terrible pain and all this. I used to run to the Ganga and dip my leg in the water, and then it becomes still more. You dip the leg in the Ganga after scorpion bite, it fire lay. The fire like heat increases. All night I suffered. There I wrote a realization of the absolute in that music hall. I had no table, nothing was there, only building like this. This Omkarananda, his name was not Omkarananda, he was a little young boy from Hyderabad. Somehow he became friendly with me. So you are writing, I will type it for you. He will type 15, 20 pages at one stroke. Write more, he will say. In 14 days, I wrote the whole book without any guidebook, reference, nothing, only from my mind only. The entire realization of the absolute, I wrote that. This is some story I am telling about myself. But Swamiji, Shivaji Maharaj, liked me immensely. Very, very loving he was to me. For every anybody comes. For very good Krishna Swami, they will say. Every day I used to go do satsanga in the evening, 6 o'clock. It happened that at that time he told it is dinner time. He will take fruit, some apple or something he will give. But when I, every day Swami coming and putting dari and all that, he used to keep a part of what he is eating in a katori, separately, and he will give it to me. It went on 1 or 2 days, and afterward the cook got irritated. This boy comes exactly at the time of eating, and he went and complained to the secretary. There was a Swami Nijabodhananda, and he went and told this boy purposely goes at the same time. Then they told me, why you are going at that time? Swamiji is deprived of the fruit. You come go a little late. I said, okay, I said, I went late. When I went half an hour late, Swamiji said, hey, punctuality is God. Why are you coming late? Why are you coming late today? No, no, this idleness I will not tolerate. Hey, Baba. I still did not reveal the truth. Again, I went late. I told you to come in proper time. You are not listening to me. No, okay. Third day also I went. I am very angry with you. Why you are not doing the work properly? Punctuality. Then I told him, how long I will go on keeping quiet. I said, people are thinking I am coming here early to eat part of Swamiji's dinner. Oh, I see. After that, next day when I went late, he won't eat, keep it. The cook brought everything and kept there, but he said, no, I won't. அதில் இட் ஒன்லி வந்து பாய் கம்ஸ் ஓ இட் மே இட் இட் லைக் ஆடிங் ஃபியூயல் டு த ஃபயர் and he waited until I come and then only he'll give that letters. Then the whole ashram was simply, what is this going on? Swamiji is not eating because he is waiting for the boy and giving him at that time. I said, I felt touched. What would Swamiji? I said, I don't want anything. When I give you, what take? My autobiography contains all these things. If I can write all the sufferings I had, all the aspirations I be, all the people I met in Varanasi, every one I remember, each person whom I met in different places, whom I met in railway train, everything I remember. I got a very strong memory even now. I cannot forget anything. What Chidana Swamiji spoke to me on the first day I saw him, I remember even now. He met each other in the Ganga Kirare. We were taking bath. And he told me something. You are coming from Bangalore side. Oh, very good, very good. One of the wonders was everybody liked me. They found that I am a very simple man. Very endearing. Everybody was endearing to me. Which is not explicable to me. Why? Everybody liked me. All Swami Sivananda himself, he is very fond of me, for everything Krishna he was. So this is the first page of my autobiography. What do you want? The first day he met me and said, I will make kings and ministers fall at your feet. You will stay here till death. I have never seen a king, nor have I seen a minister. And I am a little boy, why should they come and fall at my feet? But his words became true. Like Nachiketa said, 3 days I understand. Early on third day when I was in a disgusted mood walking, he called me.